The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Saturday's edition. Remember, William Hill's Racing Radio will have all of the day's action covered from 1:05 with the cards from Ascot, Haydock, Newmarket and Redcar in the afternoon. Well, in the evening, we have a busy day of action from Ayr, Lingfield and Kilbeggan. Mark Walton, Ross Brierley and Craig Forsyth will be your studio team to offer their best bets on all of today's action. But to look ahead to four races from the Shergar Cup at Ascot, it's myself, Michael Wood, and Chris Pimlott. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
Very good afternoon to you, Michael. I'm very well indeed and looking forward to this festival of racing at Ascot tomorrow. The Shergar Cup, it's really come alive over the last few years. It's become a little bit of an institution. Always gets a big, big crowd at Ascot. And again, I think the beauty about the Shergar Cup is it gets people who are basically non-racing people to go have a day out, enjoy the scenes, enjoy the camaraderie and just enjoy something slightly different to the norm at Ascot tomorrow afternoon. So, yeah, all to look forward to. Forecast is set fair. Beautiful day in prospect. So, all in all, it should be happy days.
Yeah, it promises to be quite a spectacle. We've got a number of specials for the Shergar Cup. The first one we're going to be looking at is the winning team markets. Four teams in this one. Europe lead the way at 7-4. The girls team, they're at 9-4. Great Britain and Ireland are at 3-1. And the rest of the world are at 4-1. In terms of those teams, Chris, who would you be backing?
Well, I think we look through the teams. Obviously, the girls won it last year. It was the ascendance of Sammy Jo Bell as well, wasn't it? She really came to the fore on that Shergar Cup day last year. And this time, it's young Josephine Gordon's opportunity to shine. 30 winners so far this season. She's been in tremendous form, riding really well. Teams up with Hayley Turner. Plenty has said about Hayley in the past, and she's just been riding for the last couple of weeks to get razor sharp for tomorrow. And Emma Jane Wilson, who we've seen on a number of occasions in the Shergar Cup, very capable pilot indeed. And at 9-4, with looking through the mounts that they've got, is more than likely a price that reflects the chances, to be honest. Europe, for me, 7-4 favourites, more than likely a little bit too short. Obviously, Frankie leading that team. And the two other guys, Bidoff and Jarnet, both very, very capable pilots. So I definitely feel they'll be in the mix. Rest of the world team, slightly concerned about the rest of the world team. Obviously, we've got Sylvester D'Souza, who leads the Domestic Jockeys Championship at the moment. But we've got Gavin Lorena and a Kenichi Ikizoe. And that's easy for me to say. Both of those jockeys, Gavin's from South Africa, Kenichi's from Japan, never ridden on British soil before. And I think that's a big ask for their rest of the world team to shine tomorrow. So for me, as our odds compilers have it, as them at 4-1 outsiders, they definitely would be the outsiders for me. And then we've got the GB team. Well, we've got Joe Fanning, stalwart of British racing, Martin Harley, Ocean Murphy. I think they're a great mix. And for me, that's the team I'm going to be backing. GB, all the way.
Team GB for Chris. And we've also got the leading jockey markets as well here with William Hill. Pierre-Charles Boudot leads the betting here at 4-1. Frankie Dettori is at 5-1. Josephine Gordon is at 11-2. And Emma Jane Wilson is at 7-1. Joe Fanning also at 7s as well. In terms of the leading jockey markets, who would catch your eye here?
Again, Joe Fanning for me. 7-1. Are we allowed each way there or not? Or is it just win only?
Just win only.
Win only. All right. And we'll have a little bit on Joe because he's got some nice rides. He teams up with his boss, Mark Johnson, on Notarized in the 145, which for me looks like a horse with a massive chance. And he's got one or two other mounts throughout the card that look as though they're going to come into the race with big chances. So Joe Farrin, 7-1. Again, Team GB, keep the faith.
Looks a cracking bet. Joe Fanning at 7-1 to win the leading jockeys market at the Shergar Cup. Let's go straight into the action. We're going to be previewing four races at Ascot on Saturday. The first one we're going to be looking at is the opener at 1:15. It's the Shergar Cup Dash. It's over 5 furlongs, 12 runners in this one. Early prices here. Union Rose is 9-2 as the favourite. Outdo at 11-2, as is In Salutum. And Magician Man is at sixes. In terms of this one, Chris, what would be your best bet?
Yeah, very speedy. 5 furlongs at Ascot of ground, officially good. Good to soft in places as we record this podcast. And Union Rose is certainly an interesting player. Ran really well here last time out, went 5th of 18 behind Royal Birth. So again, knows how to handle the track, ran well in defeat as well, and certainly is a player, Union Rose, and that's the mount of Sylvester de Souza. As the market suggests, plenty of these can come into the equation. Outdo's interesting, ran just 7 days ago at Donny when it was 2nd of 5 behind Nadir. That was an interesting run as well. 6 furlongs on that occasion. Drops back to 5 tomorrow. So that's certainly a player. Medician Man's interest in the Jeremy Gass course. Frankie Dettori takes the mount on the Medician Man. Again, he ran well here at Ascot last time out when he was behind Alpha Delfini. 6 of 15 on that occasion, but only beaten 4 and a bit lengths. And he was slow to go on that occasion. If he can get out the boxes that little bit quicker with the assistance of Dettori, certainly the 10-year-old would be a player. And the other one that I also thought was an interesting one is In Salutum, an Irish challenger with the tongue tie. Terry Janney takes them out. And again, he's been pretty tough and consistent in Salutum. He ran well enough in defeat behind Perfect Pasture at the Curragh the last time we saw him. So plenty of these coming into the equation. But if I was just going to nail my colours to the mast, I think I'd stick with the Northern trained Outdo.
Outdo, the pick for Chris in the opener at Ascot, currently 11-2, the early price with William Hill. Let's move on to the 1:45 at Ascot. It's the Shergar Cup Stayers. It's a 2-mile handicap with 12 runners. Again, early prices sees Sea of Heaven, the early favourite, at 11-4. Notarize is at 5-1. Saigon City is at 13-2. Haynes is at 8. As is Noble Silk, 2 jabs. Persevere and a Gold Prince is also at 9-1. In terms of this one, Chris, what appeals to you?
Well, certainly Sea of Heaven is an interesting one. He's a course and distance winner. He won here the last time we saw him. And again, he beat Nikita a half a length on that occasion. He's certainly an interesting horse. He seems to be a progressive profile. Trained by Sir Mark Prescott. Again, we've got Keiichi Akazoe, I presume. That would be my slight concern, with him not particularly knowing the track as well. 2 miles again, just takes a little bit of knowing that round course at Ascot. So because of that, I'm going to overlook him. And I'm going to go for my mate Joe on Notarized. He ran really well, this horse, 11 days ago, when finishing 3rd at Goodwood. That was over 1.6 miles. Steps up to 2 miles tomorrow. Could just be his cup of tea. And again, if he could get a soft lead, I think he's home and hosed. So Notarized for Team GB.
Notarized, the one that makes the most appeal in the 1:45 at Ascot. Let's move on to the 2:20. It's the Shergar Cup Challenge. It's a handicap over 1 mile and 4 furlongs. 12 runners once again. Early prices sees Ruwasi, your 7-2 favourite. Darshini is at 5-1. Great Glen is at 11-2 and Doretto is at 6-1. Chris, what would be your best bet in this one?
I think this is a really interesting race because you've got one or two of these horses coming into the race on the back of confidence boosting successes. Great Glen applies to him. Ruwasi, your favourite, applies to him. And also to Mistriok, who was a winner last time out. Takes the long journey from Malton for John Quinn's yard. And Martin Harley gets the leg up there. So certainly Mitriot would be an interesting player for me. But I think Great Glen is interesting as well. Nice winner for the Rafe Beckett yard last time out when beating Beauty Sleep. That was by 3 lengths on that occasion. And needs to step his game up a little bit. But I'm sure that that would be the case tomorrow. And certainly a player for me. And the other one I obviously like the look of is the Mount of Joe. Joe Fanning's Darshini ran well enough at Yarmouth last time out. That was over a mile and two. Steps up to a mile and a half tomorrow. And I think that extra two furlongs could well play to his advantage. And again, at 5-1, if you wanted to back each way, that could be the equation for you there. Darshini, again, hopefully another one for Team GB.
Let's move on to our final race of this podcast. We're looking at the 2:55 at Ascot, the Shergar Cup Mile. It's a handicap with 12 runners. Early prices sees George Sink at 7-2 as your favourite. Highland Colori is at 4-1. Early Morning is at 7-1. And Gloria Waite and Balmoral Castle are at 8-1. Chris, what do you like here?
Oh, well, this is one of the trickier events, I thought, on the card, over the mile on the round course. And again, one or two of these are just slightly underachieved last couple of times. Can't that be said about George Sink, to be fair, who came good the last time we saw him running. And that was at Thirsk, over 7 furlongs. Steps up to the mile tomorrow afternoon. But he's certainly an interesting player and certainly a worthy favourite at 7-2, George Sink, for the George Scotyard, who's been in good form of late. But I think, again, the interesting one here could be Early Morning for Hayley Turner, because Early Morning didn't get the best of starts last time out at York. A very competitive handicap, obviously well beaten in the end, but that was because more than likely the bump at the start did his chances no good at all. Again, if you can put a line through that performance and forgive him that disappointing run, and that was simply because he just got that bump and it was no reason of his own that he got it. So I think Early Morning, again, represents a little bit of value and could be a one to get the girls on the score sheet.
Excellent stuff. Well, Chris, just to recap, in terms of our special markets for the Shergar Cup, it's Team GB and Ireland, your pick for the outright winning team, and your leading jockey pick, Joe Fanning, at 7-1.
It is indeed, and the four selections are in the 1:15, Outdo. In the 1:45, we're going for the top weight, Notarized. In the 2:20, Darshini, hopefully winner number two on the car for Joe Fanning. And in the 2:55, something I'll be having tomorrow, an Early Morning.
Excellent stuff, Chris. As always, thank you for your thoughts on Saturday's action at Ascot. And remember that Racing Radio will have all of the action covered at 1:05. Mark Walton, Ross Briley and Craig Forsyth will be your studio team. So make sure you tune in for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.